want to thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I want to know how much time I have so that we strike. Find me on the strings. What God gave some of us is weapons in the spirit. And when we appear, what we strike is the heart of the matter, such that men and territories will not recover. Let's pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Connect yourself to the frequency of heaven. Connect yourself. Connect yourself. Connect yourself. Connect yourself. Connect yourself. Something is about to happen. Connect yourself. Connect yourself. Connect yourself.
Thank you.
is in my voice. No sound. Let us pray in the spirit wherever you are. Pray in the spirit for the next 2 minutes. You will not pass me by today. Thank you.
encuentra o por la forma de las cosas que hay en el territorio de nuestra nación. Because the things that will happen is beyond the people that are here. It's beyond the people that are here. One of the mistakes that Satan made is allowing you to be here. That's one of the mistakes. Because one of the things that will happen to you is beyond the fact that something happened to you. Because that will start happening from you now to people after you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So as we go on, all the people that are bound by the power of darkness, they will be loosed in the name of Jesus. And many of them don't even know that many of the time what is flowing out of their vessel is as a result of the fact that they have yielded a part of their life to Satan. And anywhere they appear, they become conduits of the same reality that they have yielded themselves. They are not aware. So when they come to meetings like this, some of the things around them will start trying to manifest, But today, God will send down His strong hand.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Very strong hand. Very soon, the angels of the living God will feed everywhere. Father, we thank you. We come to the gates that answer to our names. The gates of encounters. We ask for the ministry of the cherubs and seraphs of fire to lead this place and this atmosphere. Warrior angels to war and bind everything that is not of God. Proverbs chapter 18. Verse 14. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. Watch, if you are with me, say amen. Get to the book of Proverbs chapter. Okay, good. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. But so there is something that is obvious from this scripture now that there is an allotment of infirmity given to every man. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Yes.
Now, whether you have infirmity or not is not debatable according to the prescription of this scripture. He said that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. So there is something that happened to man when man fell, and that is that man became a bag of infirmity, such that there are many aspects of your life that you lack the capacity to be able to carry. Meanwhile, there is an answer, a solution to this problem. The scripture said, the spirit of a man will what? Sustain. I didn't hear you. The spirit of a man will sustain what? You might not have realized that you are a bag of infirmity until you come to the book of Romans. And it was Paul that said that there are things that he wanted to do. And those things he wanted to do that he's supposed to do, he found out that he couldn't do it. And those things he doesn't want to do, he found himself doing it. That would mean, are you with me? That would mean that there is something wrong with his frame that have the capacity to withstand even his will and his desire, so that in the days that he desires to do something according to the will of God, there is no possibility of accomplishing that, because in him dwells something that lacks the capacity to do so. So now this is what the scripture is saying. It means that the resources according to God that created you, the resources and the capacity to sustain your being can only be found in your spirit. So he said that even though a man is full of infirmity, that if you reach out to the power that is in your spirit, then your infirmity will be taken care of. He said the spirit of a man will what? Sustain his infirmity. So Paul said, with my spirit I follow the Lord. But there is something about the flesh. That is why when a man becomes born again, the installation of the new creation is found in your spirit man. It is when you begin to engage what is in the spirit man that he overflows to the soul, overflows to the body. So after some time, you will notice that there is a tampering. Some of the things that your flesh could not allow before, anything your flesh tells you, you do. You wake up at 7 a.m. in the morning and your flesh tells you to eat 2 plates of amala. And then you eat it. Meanwhile, it's your flesh telling you, you have not taken recourse to what the spirit is saying. Such a man is a man that will continue to be bound by his infirmities. So the pathway to freedom when infirmity has become the order of the day for a man is to reach out to the resources of God that has been installed in the spirit. God is telling you that if you can look well in the spirit, you will find the answer to everything you are looking for. The spirit, he said, the spirit of a man will what? Sustain his infirmity. So when a man begins to yield to the spirit man and live the spirit life, he will be such a man that you will look at him, it will seem as if he is superior to others. It will seem as if some of the things happening to others is not happening to him. It is because he has found another resource, a channel of existence that is beyond anything that we can trace in the natural. That man will seem as if he is very powerful. Sin can't hold him, Satan can't hold him, death can't hold him, sickness can't hold him. He is living a spirit life. His life is an outflow of a resource, a fountain that he has found in the spirit. Such a man, Satan can't hold him. He still spoke about such men. He said that these are men born of the spirit. He said, you don't know where the spirit is at. What you hear is the sound, but you don't know where the spirit goes. All you hear is, as I said, such is the one that is born of the spirit. Which is coming in the night, they can't get you. Still come, they can't get you because you are a man of the spirit. Even though you are an infirmer, the things that happen to others seem as if they want to happen to you, but you have found a fountain in the spirit. And the scripture said, such a man, that capacity, that resource that he has stumbled upon, has the capacity to sustain even his infirmities. That man can arise in the night and pray for 4 hours. This is a man that couldn't pray for 30 minutes. We need to ask such a man, what did you find? We found the spirit life. That is where the fountain of existence is. It is when men cut off from the possibilities of living out of what is installed in the spirit that they began to encounter all manner of challenges that they have no answer for. In fact, as a matter of fact, they can read the Bible and read the possibilities that is given to them. Yet they appear such things are not manifest from their life. What they didn't realize is that there is a missing point in the lecture, that the Christian life is organic, and the facility with which it is power is in the spirit. So anywhere you search outside of the spirit, you will never stumble upon it. So every teaching and lecture that have not taken you to the point where you understand what is happening in your spirit, you will not be powerful. You will not be powerful. The powerful men in the kingdom are the men of the spirit. When you come in the natural, they are not their power. If you bring the battle in the natural, in the flesh, they will leave you. They will find their way to the spirit. The Bible said, as many as are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. And the sons of God are men that carry government upon their shoulders. You know what is government? You see, government is a plane where a man has the capacity to bring the authority of God upon a sphere, upon a circumstance. So when you see something happening like this, a man of government can come and do something about it. It is a government because there is an authority befitted. And the authority is befitted not on children, it's on sons. And these sons are men that walk in and by the Spirit. The scripture said that if therefore you are in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Now, I need to tell you that God is only walking when the Spirit is walking. When the Holy Ghost is no more walking, everything is in the flesh. And all our efforts will be wasted. Many times, what Satan looks for is to try and see if he can get you to engage the facility of the flesh. Instead of praying,
he will try to see if he can make you to complain. Because he knows, as long as you continue complaining, continue telling people, continue moving from pillar to post, from one false prophet and pastor to another, you will never see your answer. And in fact, many of them gave you things that have drawn you back. Are you hearing me? Until a man appears and begins to lay hold on the resources of the Spirit, sometimes you stand and say, what is it? Don't I have the Holy Ghost? Don't you pray in tongues? I asked a young lady, I said, what's your problem? She said that I have this challenge. I said, what have you done? She said she has prayed and fasted. I said, what exactly do men mean when they say they have prayed and fasted? He said it's fasting 6 to 12. I want to ask you, what is 6 to 12? You just forgot your breakfast and you said you fasted. Somebody forgot his breakfast and he became 12 p.m. in the afternoon and he said he fasted. I said, what do you mean by prayer? He said, I pray 30 minutes sometimes I forget to pray. I said, what do you mean by that? And if you ask them, they said they have done everything possible and nothing is working. Or can go back to the ways of the Spirit.
For the way of the Lord is a way of peace. Choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is a way of peace. Get me, you have not allowed me to fly 3 times.
Now, I need to tell you that when you subscribe to the ways of the Spirit, one of the things that you will notice is that you become an embodiment of the things that the Spirit of God has taught you. So sometimes a man that doesn't know his powers will begin to subscribe and even bend down to the people and things that he should rule over. The things you should cover over, they have become the things that you cry after. Even men that you should be a government over, you complain about them. And they will stay in their quarrel. Elders will sit in heaven and say, look at this man and what we have repeated to him. A man that carries the Holy Ghost, that are praying tongues. Why not find one corner? Find one bush. I mean, there is no bush in heaven. Find one corner and stay there. When your mother tells you breakfast is ready, tell him, Mama, wait. There is something I need to talk to. From 6 a.m. in the morning, by 9, you are still at the I am tired of this condition. I will not come to
problem. You are distracting me instead of helping me. You can be seated. Our keyboard has taken us 3 steps back. You can be seated. No, come out from there. Come out from there. You come. No. So that you will not make a mistake in person. You can be seated. The song we are singing is common songs. And it would have been that you don't know the song, but after the fourth one, if you don't know it, then you don't know it. Amen. I want to show you something. And we hope that God will show us this, because that's why when you call for meetings like this, you make sure that everybody, even the person on the keyboard, is a prayer person, is fasting and praying. Don't come casual, just come like that. We are not looking for skills, we are looking for people that can flow in the spirit. In the nation of Israel, everybody is a priest. It doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter your normal profession, what you do day to day, you are a priest doing that thing. So when you go to your business place, you carry your altar and go there. The Lord is telling me that there are 7 prophetic intercessors in our midst. In the next 5 minutes, the hand of God will find them. Ushers, help me and bring them. Who is not meant? Just close your eyes and lift your hands like this. Lift your hands like this. In the next 5 minutes. In the next 5 minutes. Angels, where are they? From my left to my right. From my left to my right, from the front to the back. From my left to my right, from the front to the back. Help me and find them. 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 By far. 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 Help me and find them. Put your hands stronger, 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 put your hands stronger. It's coming, it's coming now. It's coming now, 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 it's coming now. Help me and bring them to the front so I can pray for them. It's coming now. 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 It's coming stronger. 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 The angels will pour oil on those people now. He will anoint them. 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 Anoint them. To my left. To my right. Anoint them. To my left. To my right. Anoint them. 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 By fire. They should be 7. Help the lady at the back. They are not complete. The angel is still searching. He's 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 still searching. Holy Ghost. He's still searching. He's still searching. He's still searching. Hey! release fire. I release fire. I release fire. It's only one person. See, person. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me at the count of three. Let the fire come upon the person. Very strong. Very strong. One. Two. Three. Very strong. Very strong. You can't resist it. You can't resist it. It's much. It's much. It's an activation of ordination. It's much. 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 Take off my spirit. Put upon them. 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 Help me and find. Help me and find Holy Ghost. 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 So that they will begin to act. So pay attention. If there is a time you have been distracted, this is not the moment. And I need to tell you, it doesn't matter whether we specifically call your case or not. What we brought here is the ambience of God's glory. And when it comes, then everything is possible on that glory. Who can play this thing for me? Well, the reason is because I don't have time. If I had time, I would have just built muscle. Who can play it well? Like if I sing and chant, you can follow me. You are blessed. Come and do it. Not be following me is possible. By the time you study this scripture that we spoke about, you will find out that God knew that there is something about man that lacks the capacity to sustain itself. This is what man did not realize when he fell. And when he now fell, he now realized that even though he thought he can do many things, at the instance of sin, he found out that there are many weaknesses in him that he lacks the capacity to suffer. It will take something stronger than him. He never knew that all the while that he was doing like this, and he was shining, he was naming the animals, doing many things, he never knew that it was as a result of the fact that God was the one sustaining him, that there is a spiritual infrastructure in place to make sure that he is able to achieve the things that God has ordained for him to achieve. He thought that just because God said he will do this, and call you to do it, and you are doing it, his eyes is not open to the fact that there is something spiritual that is making the physical action possible. That is why the life of the believer is called a supernatural life. It is such a life that even though it is in the natural, there is a spiritual superior dimension that is making you live the natural life. So that if men look at the natural to trace the source of your success and capacity, they will not be able to understand why a woman will be able to resist all the time, resist everything. What they don't know is that there is a supernatural what? Dimension. That is what Adam was not aware of. And then he began to subscribe to things that have the capacity to take away his source of help. So when he appeared in the Garden of Eden and Satan began to tell him what to do, when he subscribed to Satan, he became a different kind of man. So after some time, by the time we went from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, 5, and we go to 6, the Holy Ghost said, and it was God that said, that man is flesh, and my spirit will no more side with man because he's flesh. It was there that we understood that it was the Holy Ghost that is even enabling man to do all those things that he was doing. And
At that time, God said, because man has become flesh, the Holy Ghost reduced a little in the body. The Holy Ghost can no more walk.
Man never knew that those things he was doing
is as a result of the fact that there is a spiritual dimension. When the Holy Ghost left, he found out that he's weak and weary. He becomes subject to the elements of the earth. After some time, man that lived for 900 years began to live for 120. It was there that we found out that even our physical body is sustained by spiritual substance, spiritual material. That's the time Moses went to the cloud of the glory and stayed there for 40 days. He never became hungry. Nothing happened to him. It was there that we understood that the glory of God has the capacity to sustain even your body.
They spoke about a man called Jotide in South Africa. He said the man took infection. There is what they call Ebola those days. Took it in his hands. And the thing was in his hands and died. What is killing everybody came on his hands and died. There must be something about him. They asked himself that the eternal life is inside of him, that he carries the Holy Ghost. All he does is to speak in tongues. They took him to a place and they are checking his pulse and temperature, everything, checking the energy dynamics in his body, and he began to pray in tongues. They noticed like charges were moving all over his body. He's like a charged being. He said, my secret is the eternal life. He said, when I carry my hands and put on somebody, he said, what I'm putting on you is the weight of the Christ, the eternal life in Christ, is what is subduing every sickness that is in you. Any sickness that is in anybody here, especially if it's internal sicknesses, like weak organs, failing heart, failing liver, all those kinds of sickness, internal sicknesses, it's over. Here, it's over, I'm telling you. I came from a meeting yesterday and a lady was seeing all kinds of healing. She said, as we're ministering, we didn't say anything. She said, suddenly she fell under power when I was ministering. And then, in between that period she was under power, she saw herself on an operating table. And what they did is that they opened her heart. She has had a cough, everlasting cough, that refused to live her life. What she didn't know is that it is spiritual. And he said, some doctors were putting her and removing those things from her heart. When they finished, they closed that one, took her again to another operating table, and opened her stomach and used spoon and was taking out some things from her stomach, taking out when that will be closing. Many of the things you are suffering is spiritual. You see, that's why you are taking drugs, it's not responding. Drugs should make it to respond, but it's not responding. It is a proof that you need the hand of God to touch. And today is going to happen in the name of Jesus. So by the time we came to the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, I think chapter 5, the scripture said that the Lord preserve you blameless, spirit, soul, and body. It was there that we understood from the writings of Paul that man is in three dimensions. Now, when David made that statement in the book of Proverbs, said that the spirit of a man will sustain him, we began to wonder, how can the spirit of a man sustain him? Is he talking as if spirit is a different dimension? It is when we came to the book of Thessalonians, we understood that there are three dimensions to man: the spirit dimension, the soul dimension, and the body dimension. So it means that when God works in man and through man, the primary thought of contact is the spirit man. Are you with me? So when he contacts the spirit man and releases the resources, then from the spirit man, there is a release. Remember, it is important to know why it has to be the spirit man. The reason why it has to be in your spirit, I put this why many believers, because they are not seeing it yet physically, they don't know yet that thing they are looking for is a reality in the spirit. It's a reality.